the top five records from Cambridge's hottest musicians, as voted for by you.
And here we are on a Thursday night. As always, we start off the Entertainment Hour with a look at the latest unsigned chart revealed by Tim last night on the New Music Generator programme. We'll start things off with listening to the new entry. Now, this is Melody Causton, who you may remember came in on Drive a couple of months ago now. She'd written a song about her mother who'd lost contact with her brother 23 years ago in the hope that it would help her find him. And the song takes on a meaning to anyone who is the same in the same situation. Here's Melody with her song Ribbons and Letters.
On the ground, I'm reminded of the old days, miss having you around. But the looking glass is worn, and life's circled every town. I'm hanging on these heartstrings, but I'm slowly falling down. The apert pen to paper a thousand times, shared it all between the lines, laced it up and posted it with a stamp. They never get there. Ribbons and letters. Dear brother, my friend, it's times like this you help me hide. If you can hear me, I'll do anything I can. We can fix this if we try. But I put pen to paper a thousand times. I shared it all between the lines. Laced it up and posted it with a stamp. They never get there. Ribbons and letters. From the raging winds, we're gonna recover. And in this tornado, I think we need each other. But I put pen to paper a thousand times. I shared it all between the lines. Laced it up and posted it with a stamp. They never get there. Ribbons and letters. They never get there.
Melody Causton, Ribbons and Letters. It's the new entry in the unsigned chart this week. If you haven't voted as yet, well, you've got a whole 6 days in which to do so. I'll give you the details in just a moment. First of all, though, we'll count down this week's chart.
This is the chart you've been voting for. The unsigned chart on 105 Drive.
At number five, Music and Spies, In My Hands. Four is Chloe Anna, Old Haunts. Number three, you probably heard him guesting with Greg earlier on today, Elliot Porter and Joanna. Number two, Flaming June and Rumpelstiltskin, which means the number one is the new entry. It's From the Sticks and Boom Boom.
The Unsigned Chart on Cambridge 105. Boom boom battle beat to bye buddy buddy 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 boom boom battle beat to bye. You're staying out of friends tonight. Do you lie straight into Big Brother's eyes? You lie. You lie. The weekend bottle makes you feel like you're alive. You don't need no poison. If you need more poison, then you So it's number one in the unsigned chart this week. It's the new entry from last week, see what I mean? From the Sticks and Boom Boom. Emma, you've heard that? You enjoy it?
Yeah, I really like it. I know you're playing the unsigned chart, but I didn't actually... it sounded like a professional band that's already, have made it.
I guess it kind of is, just not signed yet.
Yeah, so, it's brilliant. I really, really liked it.
That's pretty good. Yeah, no, I enjoyed that too. If you haven't voted yet, have you voted yet?
I haven't, but I will now.
I see, know who to vote for, probably. If you go to cambridge105.fm/unsigned chart, you'll see the full countdown of this week's chart, and you'll be able to place your vote there as well. Right, we will continue the entertainment hour in a few moments. Sky is here as always. And which movies are you going to be looking at?
Going to talk about Pacific Rim, which is out now in the cinema. Also, tomorrow we've got World's End, and a week later to look forward to The Wolverine.
So on a a Thursday evening, as always. Sky Keeble is here with our movie reviews. Hello, Sky.
Hello there. How are you?
I'm good, thank you very much. I'm feeling duly refreshed, I think.
Excellent. I'm glad we've got aircon in here now.
Aircon is good, isn't it? We thank Rob.
Thanks, Rob. We've got some excellent films for you to talk about today, including Pacific Rim. I was very excited about this last week. It came out last Friday. It's the new Guillermo del Toro film. And the plot summary is: as a war between humankind and monstrous sea creatures wages on, a former pilot and a trainee are paired up to drive a seemingly obsolete special weapon in a desperate effort to save the world from the apocalypse. Here's a clip.
We always thought alien life would come from the stars. But it came from deep beneath the Pacific.
What the hell is going on?
The first kaiju made land in San Francisco. The second attack hit Manila. Then the third one hit Cabo. Then we learned this was not going to stop. In order to fight monsters, we created monsters of our own. We needed a new weapon. The Jaeger program was born. Two pilots, our minds, our memories, connected. And man and machine become one.
Today, at the edge of our hope, the end of our time, we've chosen to believe in each other. Today we face the monsters that are at our door. Today we are canceling the apocalypse.
It's always good, isn't it, when an apocalypse gets cancelled?
Yeah, that is. That was Idris Elba, who you may know from watching Luther.
He's a British actor, isn't he?
He is a British actor from Hackney. And he's very good in that. Also, you've got a young upstart, Charlie Hunnam, who you may know from Sons of Anarchy. Also, Rinko Kikuchi. And also, there's great comedy in it, to be honest, from Charlie Day and Bern Gorman, as they're two bickering scientists.
Another British actor, of course, Bern Gorman.
Yes, yeah. So it's... Ultimately, I was excited because it's big robots, CGI, you got creatures, and it goes back to Del Toro's love of Japanese anime. He takes a lot of influences from that.
I thought Transformers meets Godzilla, this kind of thing.
Yes, you could say that, though I wouldn't. Godzilla was pretty bad, the 98 version, and also Transformers got significantly worse.
I didn't say they were good.
He's trying to go... The thing is with Del Toro, he's very good with detail and actually building a mythology around things, and you care about the characters. There's obviously... The human story is slightly cliche, but you're going in for the big action. It's beautiful to watch. The creatures are, you know, fully realised, the robots, and it's just, you know, it's... I didn't get bored for one second with it. And it just runs over 2 hours... And yeah, it was
a sensible length. I know I always moan about films which go on for far too long, but 2 hours, just over that sounds all right to me.
Yeah, and it has a great montage at the beginning because this is dealing with sort of towards the end of the trouble. It kind of starts off with how it begins. It's a good way of explaining and how society has changed as these disasters become more commonplace. I mean, they go on to say they make toys of all the monsters that have been attacking and destroying their cities and things like that.
Which
I can imagine something like that actually happening.
And it's quite clever because it's set only just a little bit in the future, isn't it? Which I think often makes these things, I forget the date now, something like 2030 or something similar.
It's all,
which always gives these things like a slight slight sense of realism. You know, it could happen, you know, next week, perhaps.
Well, you never know. Aliens could be out there and a dimensional portal could open up in the Pacific. It could happen. And we will all band together and form gigantic machines.
Might come out of the North Sea.
Or the North Sea.
Yes,
yeah, exactly.
Exciting, or the Wash.
So I definitely recommend watching this if you're at all a fan of Del Toro's stuff, like he did Hellboy 2 and Hellboy as well. Ron Perlman also plays a small cameo in it. It's quite amusing. Pacific Rim, it's on at 8 o'clock in 3D, also quarter to 9 in 2D, and an 11 o'clock showing tonight. That's at View Cinema, or you can go to Cineworld. It's on at 8:15 in 2D and 9:15 in 2D. I watched the 2D version. I imagine it'll look pretty good, pretty decent in 3D, but I haven't got an opinion on that.
Okay.
Afraid, so check it out.
So, Sky, what do you have for us next?
Coming out this Friday, you've got Edgar Wright's collaborating once more with Simon Pegg and Nick Frost in their latest film, World's End. Now, if you've seen Shaun of the Dead or Hot Fuzz, we can expect similar hilarity. Here's a clip.
And we're back. Just like the Five Musketeers.
Three Musketeers, isn't it?
Well, nobody knows how many there were, really, do they?
You know that The Three Musketeers is a fiction, right? Written by Alexander Dumas.
A lot of people are saying that about the Bible these days.
What, that it was written by Alexander Dumas?
Don't be daft, Steve. It was written by Jesus.
Are we there, yeah?
Let's do that!
They haven't seen each other in 20 years.
I'm free to do what I want.
But tonight, they're returning to their hometown to finish the ultimate bar crawl.
This is our chance to finally conquer the Golden Mile.
12 pubs, 12 pints.
And this time, they're going to make it to the last bar, the World's End.
Let's go!
Because I'm free.
All right, come on.
What do you recommend?
Beer.
We'll have five of those, please. Four of those and a tap water.
What?
Look who it is.
Wow, long time.
Gary.
Willkommen. Bienvenue. Welcome.
Well, it's weird, isn't it? You come back and everything's sort of different.
I suggest you get on your way. Welcome home, boys.
It's not us that's changed. It's the town.
It's all right, I'm not trying to have sex with you.
There's something I need to tell you right now. Unless you do want to have sex, in which case I'll tell you afterwards.
Tell me right now.
It's a good one-liners, but I'm not entirely sure if the clip actually explains what the movie's about that well.
Well, what the plot is when they were younger, an intrepid group of friends attempted a pub crawl to end them all. 20 years later, Gary King, played by Pegg, reunites the group in an attempt to stage the same drinking marathon again. The goal, as before, is to reach the fabled pub, the World's End. But soon, the hard-drinking mates are unexpectedly plunged into a fight for survival of mankind. So, essentially, an alien invasion film, but also dealing with some characters who were cool at school, but can't quite move on into, you know, adult life.
I'm intrigued as to whether or not this is the World's End pub I used to go to on the King's Road.
There are quite a few. I didn't realise there's quite a few pubs.
But there's actually
the
a place
End.
Called the World's End, which
oh, really?
Is about, I guess it's about two-thirds of the way down from the Sloane Square end.
All right. Well, I'm sure it's been inspired by definitely a real-life pub. Hopefully there are no aliens actually embedded there. But, yeah, no, it looks a lot of good fun. I say, if you're fans of the Three Flavours Cornetto trilogy, as it's now been dubbed, including, say, Shaun of the Dead, Hot Fuzz.
Was it a trilogy when they started?
I think
later?
They were separate films, and it's probably a marketing ploy.
Like Hitchhiker's, a trilogy in five parts.
Yeah. You'll be getting a box set with it eventually, I imagine. But also you've got other great British cast, including Martin Freeman, Paddy Considine, Eddie Marson, and Rosamund Pike. So looks like a lot of fun, and that's out tomorrow.
Okay.
And it's rated a 15.
Got one more to do. Let's go into this one then. And this is Wolverine. Was it The Wolverine?
It's The Wolverine.
Sorry, The Wolverine. So, I lost him his definitive article. I do apologise.
Completely ignoring Wolverine Origins, let's say, which was the last film with Hugh Jackman play. Actually, no, he did do a cameo in X-Men First Class. But aside from that, this follows the events after the third X-Men, The Last Stand, where Logan has basically ran away from all of that and has been called into Japan. And here's a trailer.
Thank you.
beautiful, Yoshida. Keep it safe for me. Someday I'll come get it.
My employer is dying. He wants to thank you for saving his life all those years ago. It's an honor to meet the Wolverine.
That's not who I am anymore.
After the war, the Yashida family business became Japan's largest. He made advances that have saved millions of lives.
I want to offer you a gift, Logan. You have struggled long enough. Your ability to heal can be passed to another. Allow someone else to shoulder your burden. Logan, son, I can make you mortal. Trust me, Bob. You don't want what I've got. I'm not ready to die.
You're bleeding.
Just keep moving. I'm not healing. She did this to me.
This flesh is weak now.
Hey, Bob. What are you?
A chemist, a capitalist, a viper.
So you can see the future.
I saw you die.
We will accept your surrender with respect. Is that all the men you brought? Your grandfather called me a Ronin. Samurai without a master. Who has no reason to live.
Was he right?
A chemist and a capitalist. Well, that could describe Margaret Thatcher or perhaps Jesse Boot.
Well, the last time we saw Logan was in X-Men Last Stand, where he was at his lowest point. All the connections that he held dear have been shattered, leaving him vulnerable and aimless. He's then contacted by a mysterious young woman who brings him to Japan at the behest of a figure from his past. It's here that Logan faces his greatest challenge yet, a test of his physical and emotional capabilities, during which he must learn to control the rage that drives him. Based on a hugely popular samurai character arc in the 1982 Marvel comic book series Wolverine, Logan's journey this time promised to be his most dramatic and spectacular yet. Because he deals more with his immortality. The fact is, he is indestructible and he heals so quickly that everyone around him seems to die. And I think it's the effects of The Last Stand, the previous film, where he's like, you know, I can't be around these people. And it leads on to him being in Japan following this story, and it looks pretty exciting. I think there's going to be a much more emotional depth. And let's not forget, Hugh Jackman is probably one of the few actors that has been able to stay as the same superhero.
I was going to bring that up, actually, because whilst other superheroes get recast and go back to origin episodes and things like that, Hugh Jackman has been playing this for quite some time now.
Including X-Men Days of Futures Past, which isn't out yet, and say a brief couple minute cameo.
When was the first time that he played Wolverine?
The first X-Men I think was back in 2000, so he's basically had 7 appearances as Wolverine. So
does that make him the longest running serving superhero?
It makes you wonder. I think probably quite possibly so. And he is Wolverine, what can we say? I can't imagine anyone else pulling off, you know, his rage, but also his humility.
And
he has managed, as an actor,
to pick up other roles along the way. It's not
indeed
like he's completely stuck and typecast Wolverine as well.
And it's one that he can always come. Well, saying that, he's about 42 now. So, but he seems to maintain from the trailers an incredible physique. So, I expect to have a lot of action. And it's one to check out. But that is not out until next Thursday. So catch up with Pacific Rim and World's End before then.
Okay, so a couple of good movies, actually, or potentially 3 good movies when we add them all together. Sky, thank you very much. You're back with us next week.
I will be.
Thank you very much.